This is Economy Watch, what you need to know about New Zealand's economic life today. Brought to you by interest.co.nz.
Kia ora and welcome to Wednesday's Economy Watch, where we follow the economic events and trends that affect Aotearoa. I'm David Chaston and this is the international edition from interest.co.nz. And today we leave with news there are increasing signs the recent US boom is coming to an end, not necessarily with a recession, but with less expansionary conditions. This will flow through to the global economy quite quickly. First, US factories are expanding less quickly, and their services sector expansion is slowing too. However, both are still expanding at quite good levels. That slowdown is most noticeable in the latest Richmond Fed factory survey for May. That same survey showed cost pressures hitting a record high. And new home sales in the US actually slumped in April. This was quite a big miss, the level of retreat quite unexpected. The good year-on-year gains in retail sales also look like they're coming to an end. And Japan's May PMIs are suggesting that their services sector is expanding faster, while their factory sector is expanding slower, a net win for their overall economy. And so far, despite war in the east of them, economic activity in the EU is holding up, described as being at robust levels, bolstered by their expansion in services. Their factory expansion is tamer, though. That is also the story for Germany, the largest economy in the EU. And perhaps we should also note that Hungary has amended its constitution, giving Viktor Orban power to rule by decree, and he immediately imposed it. The EU and NATO now have a pro-Russia dictator in their midst. At Davos, the OECD chief said the work to iron out details of their base erosion and profit-sharing tax deal is slow going, and he doesn't see it starting until 2024. The US Treasury 10-year yield will start today at 2.76% and down 12 basis points. And Wall Street has resumed its repricing lower, and the S&P 500 is down 1.4% in late Tuesday trade today. Tech stocks are taking a real battering, with the NASDAQ down 2.8%. And the price of gold is quite a bit firmer today, up $13 since this time yesterday at $1,865 an ounce. And oil prices are virtually unchanged today, now just under $109.50 a barrel in the US, while the international Brent price is up about a dollar, just under $111.50 a barrel. And the Kiwi dollar will open today little changed against the US dollar, still at 64.5 US cents. Against the Australian dollar, we're also unchanged at 91 Australian cents, but against the euro, we're soft at 60.1 euro cents. That all means our trade-weighted index starts today at 71.3, which is down 20 basis points from this time yesterday. And the Bitcoin price has fallen 2.8% from this time yesterday, now at $29,301. Volatility over the past 24 hours has been moderate at plus or minus 2.6%. Join us at 2 o'clock today for an update of the RBNZ monetary policy positions. Almost certainly the OCR will rise, probably by another 50 basis points to 2%. You can find links to the articles mentioned today in our show notes. Get more news affecting the economy in New Zealand from interest.co.nz. Kia ora, I'm David Chaston, and we'll do this again tomorrow.